are listening to Red Fades to Black with Gina and Jared.
Start the show without Jared because he decided to go get some soda, and then he tried to burp, and that didn't happen. So that first band was Misery Work, and they're from Estonia, and the song is called Under Dead Sky.
It was like an emo burp.
And the MySpace is myspace.com/miserywork. And Jared's still drinking his soda.
And they're a relatively new band, so you should go over there and support them and check them out.
Go over to Estonia and hang out with them.
Estonia is known for metal, and the big, bulky guys that lift up like cars and trucks and beer kegs in the World's Strongest Man competition.
That's the only way we know Estonia.
As we've talked about before. So, yes, check them out, support them. They're new. And
we have, like, three bands from Estonia.
And a bunch from Turkey. Gina was on
a
Turkey binge.
Is random. All the bands I found for this week is either from Turkey or Estonia.
Because she does like eating turkey.
Okay, I do, I guess.
But, you know, I don't know if that has anything to do with the country. We have a friend from Turkey.
Yeah.
And perhaps a few listeners out there from Turkey. Although it all depends, I don't know. Some of the bands, like, I email to tell them that, you know, they're on the show, but some of them don't speak English, so sometimes they know, like, what we're saying.
Well, sometimes they can translate. I'm sure they have some sort of translate. Like, we have translators for, like, almost everything. Except I don't know what they speak in Estonia.
Estonian?
I don't know. They don't speak, Netherlandish in Netherlands. They speak German or Dutch or, you know, what have you.
Greek.
Greek? I don't think they speak Greek in
Ebonics.
Amsterdam. In English.
You hear all Amsterdam's cracking down and all its
you know,
legendary
the,
stuff?
I think we talked about that already.
Did we? That was probably
a few
weeks ago.
You know what the first most widely spoken language in the Philippines is?
Mexican?
No.
Spanish?
No.
Spanglish?
No.
Ebonics?
No.
English?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, and Tagalog. Why? Tagalog is the second, and technically Tagalog is the Filipino language, but English is spoken more there than their native language.
They have a lot of crazy metal bands from the Philippines as well. And okay. Also Thailand. Isn't that the country where, like, metal is banned? It's like punishable by death.
No, I thought
that
was Malaysia.
Oh, yeah, Malaysia. We played bands from Malaysia before, and it's like most of them end up leaving, trying to get out of the country so they can actually play their music without being, like, threatened and, like, executed.
Well, isn't that with, what was that band called? Remember? They have the song Noon, Infected Mushroom. They had to leave Israel or something.
No, the techno band.
Yeah.
No, I shouldn't say techno. They're more like psytrance, I guess. They finally left Israel because there were so many outbreaks of violence where they were that all their shows kept getting canceled. So they finally just relocated to Los Angeles. But they still claim that as, I guess, it's their home.
Oh, well, yeah.
They're big for that. I've seen a few metal bands on MySpace from there, but Israel's big on, like, the dance scene.
Yeah.
Like, the raving scene. Whereas, like, Malaysia and
I found this,
Thailand.
While I was looking for bands, I found this random, like, goth, electronic, metal band. I don't even know, but it was, like, something you listen to in a club. At, like, goth night at the club by us.
It might be, like, a cross between, like, arena rock and, like, raver music. It was quite interesting. Although, I don't know, it was a bit too techno-y for the show overall.
Yeah.
But still talented. Still pretty good. So we did add it to
our
friends list.
Yeah, it's cool. It just reminded me of, like, the club by us. I thought I'd let you know that. Not that anyone cares, but
remember when we were younger and cool and used to go?
Yeah.
Be all cool.
We should still go. That would be awesome.
Yeah, but I can't dance.
We should go during the summer.
I can't dance.
He's Jared's right. He can't dance.
I can't dance.
No offense to Jared, but he's ridiculously white and he can't dance.
I don't need to dance.
You can't even dance to, like,
I can bang my head.
Goth, like, music where you really don't even have to know how to dance all that well. And it's just, like, raver goth music, and he's just like, I have no rhythm whatsoever. Let me bounce up and down like I'm trying to shit or something.
It's like those goth kids on South Park.
Huh?
They just sit there behind the school and say,
oh,
like, stereotypical
okay.
things. And then when they try to dance, it's like a
half-ass
Snoopy dance from, like, Peanuts.
That was the best.
So, like, you know, if you've seen
dance.
South Park, they got the goth kids, and, like, when they do their little dance to, like, The Cure, it's, wait, like, a half-ass version.
Wasn't that on the You Got Served episode?
Yeah. And it's a like, half-ass version of the, you know, Snoopy from the Peanuts type dance. So slowed down and, like, lazier. And it's, quite amusing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should play another song.
Sure.
Because we can't talk about goth music and goth kids and craziness.
I don't want your pen.
What do you want to say? We got a band from Delaware.
Wait, let me see.
London, Turkey, Estonia.
I know.
All over the place.
How about?
As you can see, Red Face Black is completely unscripted.
How about the one from Delaware?
The one from Delaware, mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, since they're not all from, so they're not all from, I don't know.
That's true.
The United States. And not that that matters, I'm just saying, mix it up a bit.
So this next band is Within Heart's Potential, out of Delaware, United States. The name of the song is Cycles, and you can check them out at myspace.com/withinheartspotential. During that song, Gene and I were discussing how awesome the state of New Jersey is.
We weren't really discussing it.
Because, you know, I am from southern New Jersey, and whenever you turn on the TV, there's bound to be at least one show through your watching of TV in an evening that's going to mention New Jersey and how awesome it is.
And we watched one of those last night.
Yes, yes. Even though a lot of it is jokes about New Jersey, but all of us from New Jersey know why. Because we're awesome.
No, it's far from awesome.
No?
No.
People in other countries are like, what's New Jersey?
You have to pay to get out of New Jersey.
Although the best thing is New Jersey is probably one of the most well-known states of the United States in the world.
Well, aside from, you know, California.
And New York.
And New York.
Yeah, but California is only because that's like the headquarters of, you know, the movie industry. And New York only because it's New York. I mean, people aren't gonna, I don't know, people are going to be like, yo, Wisconsin or Wyoming.
So, do you remember the show that we watched last night that mentioned New Jersey?
I have no clue.
Because you kept asking me.
I have no clue. What's this?
Remember Care Bears?
Oh, we were watching Care Bears?
No.
Oh, Robot Chicken.
Yes.
By Seth Green. Robot Chicken, such a sweet show. It's so sick and disturbing at times. And if you were a child in the 80s, it completely rips apart your world. As Seth Care Bears. Green was also a kid. in the 80s. And
I heart Care Bears. I definitely hearted the Care Bears when I was like three, too.
Yeah, I like how the Robot Chicken episode took the whole Care Bears world and made it like a, there was a genocide in Care Bear world.
Well, they had to kill the Care Bear cousins.
Why? Were there really Care Bear cousins?
I think they made like Care Bear, like they weren't bears, they were different animals, and they were like, we can't have that, and they killed all the other Care animals.
So yes, Robot Chicken, if you haven't seen it, you should check it out.
I don't know.
It's, like, it's claymation on crack.
Since in the...
Oh, and guess where it's set?
Care Bears was
in New Jersey.
Something, I forget what he said. He was like, oh, you created genocide, and because of that, we will send you to hell on earth. And they were like, where's that? And he was like, New Jersey. And it was
That's because Robot Chicken's supposed to be like set in, like, on the shores of southern Jersey.
Same thing with,
Come on, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle is set in Cherry Hill, New
Robot
Jersey.
Robot Chicken isn't set anywhere. It's just a bunch of, like... sketch animated comedies.
Oh, you know what I'm thinking? Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Is set in New Jersey.
See, awesomeness. Awesomeness. What other state has that many references?
Everyone references it as, like, America's dump.
Not always.
It's like America's junkyard.
But it has the most people per square mile. And the most cars per square mile.
Cool.
Yeah. New Jersey. The best place ever. We could talk for hours. We just changed the show to Red Face in New Jersey.
No, I don't think I could talk for hours about Jersey.
And Gina wants to move to New Jersey when she grows up.
No, I never want to move to New Jersey when I grow up.
Well, it's awesome. No. So I say you have to pay to get out of.
I know.
It's fantastical.
Every time I have to, like, go visit Jared when he's home, it's... I'm like, oh, I'm going over to Jersey. And then I drive back, and I'm like, yeah, here's $3 so I can get back to Philly.
What's this show that's on mute in the background?
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
I think the show is funny.
I know, I like it too.
I kind of like Courage the Cowardly Dog, just because it's dark, like, demented, like,
I used to watch
humor.
That, but I haven't, it's not on as much as it used to be, so now I watch Foster's, and I am a huge fan of Foster's.
The Courage the Cowardly Dog is such, like, a downtrodden, like, show. Like, the dog has always got his ass kicked, and the clueless,
the grandparents.
Grandparents are clueless to what's going on, and, like, he always has to save the day, and I don't know. Remember Invader Zim? I don't even know if that's still on.
I don't know either.
And, or Foamy. The squirrel. The online thing.
Yeah, he wasn't on TV. He was online.
They're still around. Now, see, now after the show, I gotta watch some, Foamy the Ranting Squirrel.
Yeah.
And, Courage the Cowardly Dog. And, Invader Zim. Because, I don't know. When we were in high school, Invader Zim was, like, real big. I'm sure he still is. There's another one, too, that
There's
was
also,
big.
Yeah.
That probably still is.
What?
A lot of them are, like, timeless. They just keep going. Like, Alf!
Oh my gosh, Alf.
Motherfucking Alf.
That was so weird.
Why?
I don't know.
I remember they used to get excited when Alf came on TV.
Is that a mic?
You'd watch, like, Alf and, like, Home Improvement. That was an odd show.
That was weird.
That was weird. The guy, you never saw his face?
Oh, Wilson.
Wilson, yeah. He was the philosopher. Like, the great philosopher. You're supposed to go to your neighbor as the great philosopher.
I think we should play some music and stop talking about Home Improvement.
Except there's just a cartoon character in a loincloth smacking his own ass on TV.
Right.
That's quite disturbing. And on that note, giving you all that pleasant mental image, we're going to play another song. Let's play one from...
Turkey.
So this next band is... No, that's from Estonia. Never mind. And this next band is Martin Smith out of Turkey. You can check them out at myspace.com/... Martin Smith.
Martin with an E-N. Martensmith.
And the name of the song is Fate in Hands.
The moonlight that's your parade.
How when I was pronouncing the trying to spell the name of the last band, I almost said Artard, and it reminded me of that South Park episode with the World of Warcraft, and the kid calls the dad an Artard, and he's like, "I'm not an Artard."
You know what one I liked was the one about the Future Maker, that girls make in like elementary school, and they're like, you're supposed to be like, pick
paper.
A number, pick a color, and then
hey, that worked when you were in like fifth grade.
You're gay! And stuff like
you
that.
You just referenced Mike Birbiglia there.
They made it sound like it was a,
you're gay, you're fat, I'm out of here!
Future, like, device. Yeah.
Hey, when you were in like fifth grade, they were true.
Girls
come up to you and be like,
true,
you might know it!
But it was awesome.
It wasn't true, but it was awesome.
It was. I was in the after-school program when I was little, and we used to, like, stand outside in, like, the schoolyard, and we're like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then open it up, it's like, no, purple, P-U-R-P-L-E, and then you open it up, and it's like, you're gonna marry a rich man, and we're like, yeah, like, something ridiculous.
Girls were dumb as little kids.
It didn't mean it was true, we just liked the fact that we could make it.
Huh.
We came up with all those games. We had the ones with all the hand games, numbers, and concentration, and we were great. We didn't just go outside and beat each other up.
And play wall ball.
We didn't have a wall to play wall ball on, but we did play kickball.
Oh, that's lame.
Kickball was awesome.
Look how fast the show went.
I know.
So it went by quick this week.
I like kickball. We should play kickball.
We're going to go play kickball after the show.
That'd be awesome.
After we record this. You know, because that'll be feasible right now.
Yeah, that's completely...
So, anyway, thank you again for tuning in. As always, keep supporting your local rock, metal, and hardcore bands, wherever
or
you may be.
Or any rock, metal, and hardcore.
Wherever the local is for you, keep supporting it. Because without your support...
It's like PSA.
Because without your support, they can't... They just break up and sad things happen. So, keep supporting, and thank you again. This is the last band we're going to close with. I have to lean over Gina's crotch here.
It's
to
my
see where
knee,
it's at.
Thank you.
This the name of the song I know is Fears to Devour.
Oh, this band is These Broken Remains.
Out of Estonia. You can check them out at myspace.com/TB Remains. Once again, the track is Fears to Devour. Thanks again for tuning in.
Have a good week.
Yeah! Get wrong! Yeah! Jesus, the man of the business, power down the road.